Western Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson, and let's take a look at the news. The road to Devil's Postpile and Red's Meadow at Minaret Vista will be closed for the season starting Tuesday, October 11th. As of Tuesday, no overnight parking will be allowed in the Red's Meadow Valley, and all vehicles must be cleared of the area by Monday night, October 10th at 11:59 p.m. Additionally, the road will not be plowed during or after winter storms. Red's Meadow Road has historically closed sometime between October 15th and the end of October due to winter storms. And then coming up on Thursday, October 20th, Mammoth Lakes Town Council Candidates Forum featuring Amanda Rice, Cleland Hoff, and Seth Guthrie. Then Thursday, November 3rd, a review of the ballot measures. Be sure to tune into that one.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly around town. Walk, bike, and ride the bus. Reduce single-use plastics with a reusable water bottle that can be filled at water filling stations throughout town. Follow local leash laws and pick up after your pet. Don't litter. Recycle appropriate items. Don't feed our bears by always securing dumpster doors. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
And congratulations to the BUHS Broncos at ASICS Clovis Cross Country Invitational. Over the last weekend, the BUHS track team met at Woodward Park in Fresno, California, and competed in the state's 5K course. To get full details, please check out the article at easternsierranow.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, I'll talk to you tomorrow.